And the night as it conceals it. That is, it conceals the face of the earth. So Allah Azza wa Jal swore by the day that the light spreads upon the earth. And then Allah swears by the night which brings darkness upon the earth. So the Shaykh says that it conceals the face of the earth so that everything on it becomes covered in darkness. Then the Shaykh says, in this world, darkness and light, the sun and the moon, the sun and the moon, they follow one another in a regular, exact, precise manner for the benefit of the people and their interests. Notice what he says. He says, بِانْتِظَامِ وَإِتْقَانِ وَقِيَامٍ لِمَصَالِحِ الْعِبَادِ. It follows that precise, in precision. Look at the precision. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, سُنْعَةُ اللَّهِ الَّذِي أَتْقَنَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. Allah says, in another part of the Qur'an, and I'm adding to what the Shaykh mentioned, the creation of Allah, the one who perfected everything. SubhanAllah, pure precision. You don't have the sun clashing with the moon. You don't have the planets clashing with one another. You don't have one day the sun, it's late, it doesn't rise, and it never rises. SubhanAllah, it never rises. It's absolute precision and perfection in the creation of Allah Azza wa Jal. And in another part of the Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Allah Azza wa Jal says, even in yourselves, don't you realize, don't you perceive that? Even in yourselves, yani even in the human, there's absolute precision. Allah Azza wa Jal has decreed that we have wind pipes and we have food pipes. Allah says, even in yourselves, yani we have wind pipes and we have food pipes. We have a place where the oxygen goes in, comes, and carbon dioxide comes out. And we have a place where food goes in. And just look at the precision. If it takes place, if it happens that someone's talking while he's eating, so the food accidentally goes into the windpipe, what happens? Immediately the body rejects it. Immediately the body rejects it. SubhanAllah, look how Allah Azza wa Jal created the human. And Allah Azza wa Jal encourages us to look at the creation. Allah Azza wa Jal encourages us to look at the creation, and Allah Azza wa Jal encourages us to look at ourselves and to reflect. So here, the Shaykh mentioned that Allah Azza wa Jal, the sun and the moon and the day and the night, is perfectly created with precision for the benefit of the creation.